Today's devotional is based on Psalm 90, and it was written by the Reverend Christopher Brown. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and prosper for us the work of our hands. Oh, prosper the work of our hands. I remember sitting in the reference room of the Barber Library at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary and praying this psalm as I began work on the last of my ordination exams. Psalm 90 happened to be the psalm for that morning in the daily lectionary, and it felt like a providentially timed word from God. Yes, Lord, please prosper the work of my hands, I thought, as I began to parse and translate the Greek passage assigned for the exegesis exam. But there's a deeper longing behind this psalm than the simple desire to pass a test. The psalmist's plea for success arises after a meditation on the relatively brief and inconsequential lives we live. We last only a moment before God turns us back to dust. Wisdom, it seems, consists in recognizing that our days are few. So the psalmist pleads for the Lord to show compassion by confirming, establishing, and prospering the work we do during these short lives. One could paraphrase this plea by saying, Lord, I know I won't last forever, so please let something I've done outlive me. The good news is that in Jesus Christ, whose advent we both remember and await in this season, God has answered the psalmist's plea for our lives to be more than the grass that fades and withers. The Son of God came so we might receive the life that is from everlasting to everlasting. This is why, after meditating on the mysteries of the resurrection, the Apostle Paul could instruct the Corinthian Christians to be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. In that hope, may we direct all our longing for meaning and success to the one who satisfies us with his steadfast love, Jesus. Let us pray. O Lord, satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, so that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Let your work be manifest to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and prosper for us the work of our hands. O prosper the work of our hands. Amen.